Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. And we've got a topic that I don't know about you, but I've experienced pain with various circumstances at different times in my life. I have friends that deal with chronic pain. Well, if you're one of those people and you ask, what can I do? Medicines aren't working. What is it that can be made available where I can perhaps help myself or make maybe someone aware of information, and maybe they can help me get rid of this pain? Well, we are going to be talking with Dr. Bernard Schatz, chronic pain self-treatment, including carpal tunnel syndrome. This is the Schatz technique. And Bernard, I want to thank you very much for being with me today. Your book is just such an eye-opener. When I was reading it, I was so amazed at the points of information that I have through the years discussed with different people, conversations I've had with people. Tell us, first of all, what PT stands for behind your name, and how did you make this discovery of being able to eliminate chronic pain?
Well, first of all, Donna, thank you for inviting me to your show. I really appreciate it. Secondly, I'm not a doctor. I'm a physical therapist, and PT stands for physical therapist.
Great. Okay. Good.
And the way I got into this started 50 years ago, over 50 years ago in 1950 when I started work at the Institute for Medical Research.
Mm-hmm.
And I became aware of all the different names for chronic pain, migraine and sciatica and on and on and on, back pain, knee pain. And I thought there had to be some commonality. There couldn't be so many different things that could go wrong with the body. And that fascinated me and started my lifelong quest to find out what that common cause was and what could be done about it. I think it's important to spend a second on what the term chronic pain means, because chronic pain is bandied about so much. When a doctor tells a patient that he or she has chronic pain, it means that the doctor feels that the pain is hopeless. The case is hopeless, and the doctor doesn't know what to do about it. So instead of telling the patient the brutal reality that your case is hopeless, they use the euphemistic term of chronic pain. I think people need to think about that.
Yes, and as it is defined, it is pain that a person can have for at least 6 months. And there are so many individuals I know. In fact, I'm thinking of a gentleman in California right now. He is in so much pain constantly that he literally has become a hermit in his home.
Oh, awful.
So your book, when I was reading through the information, I thought, what does someone have to lose to be able to become informed about this and then to be able to apply it to themselves? Because it is non-invasive. It is a very gentle technique. But before we go into some of this, I want to mention to my listeners that Patch Adams, who is a doctor that took a very unique path in life, and there was a movie made about him regarding his therapy of laughter and dealing with life in a much more humane way as a doctor, and a caring way. And there's a letter from the Gesundheit Institute, which I just loved. And he's this institute, which is Pat Adams, is located in Arlington, Virginia. And he wrote to you, to whom it may concern, it has been a thrill to get to know Bernard Schatz this year. Reading his book and meeting him, I quickly referred a patient to him crippled by chronic pain. He made a long house call, and they reported remarkable changes.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard has developed his own system to address pain that I wish our hospital were open so that we could fully test it. His compassion is palpable. Give him your attention. In peace. Patch Adams, M.D. Now, that's quite a statement from a doctor.
Yes, and you know, Patch and I are close friends, and he has insisted that I use his name. I hesitated to, I don't like using friends to, you know, promote
mm-hmm.
whatever I'm at. And he said, Bernard, I insist that you do that. And he wrote the letter. And he plans to have me teach my technique at his hospital when it opens in West Virginia.
Well,
hopefully soon.
That is absolutely wonderful. And
he's such a wonderful person.
He really is. And again, his positioning within the medical field itself has always been very unusual. He has not wanted to follow what I call the traditional procedures because he's very much a doctor that believes more in wellness and anything he can do to make his patients have a better quality of life, have the, you know, a life that can be lived in a better way is wonderful. And that's quite a statement for you, and I agree with him. Now, you also had another physician, Martin Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, he was so supportive of you. He is also...
He was my sole support in referring patients to me
mm-hmm.
in my in the area that I live and practice. The other doctors say if I need a doctor's referral in order to treat as a physical therapist,
mm-hmm.
and quite often the patient would I hate calling people patients because it's, you know, so negative. I mean, the individual that had a problem would learn about me, and they'd go to their doctor. Say someone had carpal tunnel syndrome and
mm-hmm.
perhaps was scheduled for surgery, and they would go to their doctor and ask for a referral so Bernard could treat them, and I did, and usually successfully, and that was the last that the doctor or the prospective surgeon heard from the patient. So guess what? I didn't get any more referrals.
Mm-hmm.
You can figure out why. I'll leave it to you and the listeners. But Marty Albert was the only doctor that really kept referring patients to me.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
what he said, which I think is very good, he said, "We in the medical profession, physicians and others in the healing arts, have much to learn about the dimension of injury and dysfunction that occurs in chronic pain and
mm-hmm.
the incredible possibilities of healing that the Schatz approach offers." And you're dealing with soft tissue. And I can tell you from having interacted with people through the years, there were a number of points that you brought out regarding soft tissue. I'll use the term cellular memory of issue.
Great, absolutely. A very apt term.
Yes, and I can tell you from personal, professional experience, and I'm not a physician, but that...
Meaning you're not locked into a certain schema.
Right.
Go ahead.
But what happens is that, let's say there is a trauma, like a whiplash, or maybe you've suffered some other kind of injury, and the body never forgets that. There is
Beautiful.
That cellular
I completely agree. Go on.
Memory that
Absolutely.
Is in that. That
Absolutely.
And any time that area is injured again, it just sends out a signal to every part of the body it possibly can. And when I and the person will just suffer and they don't understand what's going on here. And many times, physicians, because of the standard operational procedure of interacting with patients, they're no longer of the mindset, but let's get to know this person. Let's talk to this person. Let's find out what maybe is going on in their personal life. What have they ever had a horrible injury to the body? Because when you're walking with chronic pain, when it never leaves you, you're living with it day in and day out, and you have forcibly disciplined yourself sometimes to say, "Oh, I'll if I ignore it, it'll just go away." and it doesn't. And you just say, well, I guess it's because I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, whatever we'll come up with, instead of addressing it. And as you have stated in your book, medical professionals frequently do not have the awareness of this. Now, you heal
yourself.
That
is so exciting what you've just said, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I really know it to be, I know it to be true. You yourself healed yourself of chronic pain. Is that how you develop this technique? I mean, you're a physical therapist. You're dealing with people that are in pain all the time. How did you make the discovery about soft tissue and its relationship to joints and to the various parts of the body?
Well, as I said, back in 1950, when I first became aware that there was so much pain and so many different names for chronic pain, and it became a lifelong quest to find out just what was this commonality. And I left the Institute for Medical Research at some point, although I kept my touch in research for years after. But I went to physical therapy school figuring, well, they deal with bodies, and that would be a way that I could find out more about what's going on, or to figure out what the common cause was. So I tried everything, and the idea was to help people. Fortunately for me, the technique that I gradually put together, I turned to myself, and was able to. It became a symbiotic or a cyclic thing. The more my body was a laboratory, so it was and I worked on people, many people without any charge, using them as a experimental model. I mean, I would work on somebody for 8 hours a day for days or weeks without charging, because it was a research approach.
Mm-hmm.
And unless somebody works on the same person for several hours and really gets to know how that person's body is, you can't really get an idea of the complexity and then ultimately the simplicity of the technique. I don't know if those words make much sense to you.
Well, it does, because when you describe the touch, I was very impressed with the fact that not only are you a physical therapist and dealing with people with this sensitivity of touch that you have, but you're also a sculptor, and you use the example of how when you're sculpting clay, you don't force clay. You gently move with it, and then the clay will flow under your fingertips into that direction and design that you want to work with. And if ever anybody's watched a potter on a wheel, if you do not flow or allow the clay and the water that you're working with to have a harmony, your pot's going to collapse on you. And you develop a very, very fine touch. In fact, it's seamless in its motion when you're putting together a pot on a potter's wheel, but it takes a lot of practice to do that. So you're saying the same thing when it comes to working with the human body, and touching the human body is important. And good Lord, we're almost as bad as they were in the Victorian times, where they say, well, look, and we'll evaluate, and we really don't want to touch you very much. Now, a lot of doctors would disagree with that. They said that's not the truth. But physicians rarely will touch the patient. They don't do it except in what is considered, the appropriate manner determined by protocol. Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah. By the way, I should be writing all these things down, because what you're saying is so apt. I mean, when was the last time that a person in pain went to a doctor and was actually touched at all? I mean, other than maybe, you know, a probe here or there, if they were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But what doctors do is say, the problem is when someone in pain goes to a doctor, see if I'm wrong in this, the doctor asks, where are you hurting? How long? Some x-rays are taken of the bones, and that's about it, isn't it? Yes.
Well, frequently it is, unless you have the fortune of having a doctor trained in East-West modalities, because many doctors that are trained in Asia, it is customary for them to touch the patient because they're aware of the fact, and a good neurologist is too, that your nerves that are just, there's gazillions of them, we don't even know how many, to be perfectly frank. We guess at it, but we have this sensory system with our skin and throughout every cell in the body that is just, to me, awesome. I mean, I'm just in awe of the human body and the way that it operates, even with its malfunctions at times. It's just incredible as a living machine, so to speak.
Oh.
So you have this, and when you have pain, someone might have pain, and you bring this out in your book, someone may have pain in their hand, and yet it's related to their hips or their back or maybe their knees or could even be with the feet. And in the Eastern modality, often the physicians will, like with acupuncture, they will check the nerve meridians in the body to find out where is it originating from? Where is it? So we have a big, big chasm here in our communication between doctor and patient, and it would be so nice to close it up. And your method really is very, very, very simple, yet it isn't. Like you said, it's complex.
Well, and I really have to apologize for you know, painting all doctors with the same brush.
Oh, no, you can't.
And also I have to say, I don't want to sound as if I know a lot about the body. I know very little. It's so complex and wonderfully complex. But I do know the things that I do really do tend to help.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my discoveries, my big discovery, I think, was that commonality that I was looking for is contracted tissues that press on nerves. And these the tissues involved with are the skin, fascia, muscles, and ligaments. And another big discovery that I made was that the way to really get a feel of what the body is like is to use a connecting or discovering agent. You know, when doctors or technicians do an ultrasound, they put a gel or a lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And without that gel or lotion, as the medical people call it, a coupling agent, the ultrasound is blind. And what I found, what finally helped me put things together, was using lotion as a connecting agent of my fingers to the tissues. I mentioned in the book when I accidentally put on too much lotion, an excess of lotion, and when I dipped my fingers into that pool of lotion, it was as if a light had been turned on. I could feel everything in the body. And that's what I, part of my technique is to advise people to use lotion, not just a little film, as a massaging thing, but as an exploring mechanism.
Now, what's the difference between oil and lotion? You know, the ancient Greeks used olive oil.
Yes, well,
what's the difference?
I've tried everything, and I don't know why it's different, but oils don't work. I think it spreads out. It just doesn't work for some reason or other. Lotion has other constituents in it that it's you have me as far as formulating it. I'm tongue-tied on that, Donna,
lotions have so many different components in them. They have what I would call adhering factors so that it will stay with the skin. Of course, anything you put on the skin is going to be absorbed through the skin. So
yes,
it has that surface, I don't want to use the term, emollient, that
yes,
allows it to stay on the surface to protect, and yet it continues to move. Now, not all lotions are the same, and apparently you have come up with one of your own.
I have worked with a lotion, this was some time ago, to come up with the consistency that's just right. Any lotion out there on the market will do for my technique. The lotion I developed has just an amount of slipperiness that's good, but then it develops a sort of you know how lotion dries out and it gets a little friction?
Yes.
And that allows me to explore in a different way. It's all exploring. Oh, the technique that I developed, it's not massage, it's not rubbing. What I stumbled on, this after years of trying, was to find that when you explore, when you're looking, when your fingers are examining to find out what the body feels like, is just the right amount of interaction that will allow the tissues to relax and become healthy again. If you try to rub, we have an inherent, it's in our genes.
Mm-hmm.
If something hurts, we rub it, and it makes it feel good for the moment, but it doesn't, it's like, as I mentioned in the book, it's like pushing yourself through a door uninvited. When you just explore, that's the essence of the technique. It took me years to find out that it's so simple. You just explore, you use the lotion, apply some lotion, put your fingers in that lotion, feel what the tissues are like, and keep feeling what the tissues are like, and that's what will bring health.
Now, you have a number of case histories that you go into in your book, which I find all of them very interesting. Let's talk about neck pain for a minute, because
sure.
We have people working on computers. They end up getting headaches because of muscles, and they try to massage, but there's almost like a spasm effect. And there
mm-hmm.
was a 28-year-old woman who had gotten in touch with you. She'd learned about you from someone. And she had had this excruciating neck pain for
mm-hmm.
2 years. And she had gone to all different levels of modality regarding relief. And nothing was showing up on x-rays. It just was never ending. And what you did, you were aware, or she was aware, that there was a severe pain on the right side of her neck. And I'm taking this right from your book.
Mm-hmm.
And her neck
is I recall her distinctly gone.
Yes, she was in so much pain that you could not touch her at all.
Mm-hmm.
She just wouldn't let you touch her. Now, you worked with her differently. You gently examined the tissues of her right shoulder, her arm, her forearm, her hand, and her fingers. And she was amazed. She was feeling pain when you touched those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And she had never been aware of pain other than in her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And then her pain became, in her neck, more severe as you were gently, you weren't pushing hard or anything like that. It was very gentle. And then you found a tiny spot in her thumb
mm-hmm.
that was, you found out, directly related to her neck pain. And you found what you describe as dysfunctioning tissue in her upper and mid-back. And down her her left upper extremity, although it wasn't as much on the left side as it was on her right.
Mm-hmm.
You worked with this woman for 2 hours. By the time you did this, and again, this is very, very light touch, very, very gentle motions, circular motions with the fingertips,
mm-hmm.
no heavy massage,
mm-hmm.
and she responded so rapidly to this that the neck pain totally went away.
Exactly. And I don't know how much detail, I don't have the book in front of me or that section. I provided in the, I didn't want to make the case histories on and on and on. She had given up completely. She had been to, I think, 5 practitioners,
mm-hmm.
you know, doctors, physical therapists, chiropractor, massage therapist, and nothing had worked, and she had given up. She was going to live rest of her life in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go. It was a patient Dr. Albert had referred, as I recall, naturally, since he was the only one that heard. And she was very reluctant. I remember going out and talking to her and her husband and saying, well, maybe it's worth one more try. And so she was particularly astonished that she no longer had neck pain. And I think, as I'm remembering, that just a couple more sessions just to make sure everything was okay, it didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that she had been on a long-term computer project under a lot of stress, and that had somehow caused the body mm-hmm. to respond.
Right. And
yeah.
One of the factors that you bring out very strongly is the mind-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
Trauma can be emotional trauma. It can be physical trauma. It can even be a spiritual trauma. There are so many levels to trauma that can affect the body, and our bodies hold it. And unless there is a way of releasing it, it can reactivate that pain, dependent on circumstances, because that's part of the mechanics of the body, is to let us know when something is not working right. The pain really is a friend, not an enemy.
Yes, and that's where your comment of cellular memory is so apt and wonderful, because often when I would, or frequently when I would work with people, memories would come back at the time of injury.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried over the years to make contact with psychotherapists, because it really should be working on this duality of the mind and body. But unfortunately, it didn't. I wasn't able to make contact with people. But we do our best. But yeah, the body retains that memory, and it needs to be released. And even without working with psychotherapists or people that work directly with the mind, it's a healing process for them to have their body, the cells, the physical cells, release.
Absolutely. It's just amazing. Now, I know we're getting close to the end of our time together, but mm-hmm. I do want to bring
so
up...
So much to say in so little time. Go ahead.
I know. And your book is just marvelous.
Thank you so much.
But you see healthcare of the future as a world without chronic pain.
Exactly.
And you feel that we are evolving back to a patterning that's going to be obviously more sophisticated than what I think our forefathers had, even hundreds of years ago. But you can envision practitioners gently examining the body from head to toe and to treat the early phases. So the
exactly, when it's easier to treat.
Oh, yes, much easier. And the term prevention is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your positioning. Let's work towards wellness. Let's look at people and take this positioning. And instead of being a concern about not having patients, because a technique like yours would work, there should be celebrations saying, isn't this wonderful?
That I love what you're saying, right, before they become patients.
That's right. Enable
yes,
them to
right.
enjoy
prevent
health.
Them from becoming patients. I like that.
Yes, and I think that is something that as consumers, dealing with all of the healthcare issues, the exorbitant cost of taking care of yourself after the fact, why not do it up front so that you could have maybe a skilled grouping of people and say, well, we want to make sure that you stay well. So we're all here to do that service for you. And you go in, and if they noticed anything, they say, okay, let's talk about this. Let's see what's going on. What
yeah,
kind of work
with
are you
it
doing?
And,
yeah,
you know.
It would just make all the difference in the world. Now, Dr. Schaap, you have...
Bernard, I'm sorry.
You have a lovely young woman that you have been training. And before we went on the air, you mentioned that you really would like to have a course that would be offered to medical practitioners of all modalities so that they
sure.
can have a better understanding of pain. Joanne M. Christie
That's
is
correct.
The one person that you recommend, other than yourself, to understand and to utilize your technique effectively.
Well, she was an apprentice for several months. We had a practice together for a number of years. She's carried forward what I started, and she has a thriving practice. And so it's nice to know that I'm 77. I'll be 78 soon. I have no pain because I've worked on myself. I'm in good health, knock wood. But it's nice to know somebody 30 years younger is still around that knows all the nuances of the technique.
And
so you never know what will happen.
Now,
but, yeah.
You do have a website that people can go to. I know that we're out of time here, so I want to be sure that you can go to reverseyourpain.com.
Right. I like to say reverseyourpain.com.
Got it.
Exactly.
Reverse.com.
Also,
pain.
The book is on Amazon.com.
Yes, and you can go get it. So the book, again, is Chronic Pain Self-Treatment, The Schatz Technique, S-C-H-A-T-Z. Go to his website. If you have a loved one, if you know of anyone that's going through this kind of discomfort, just know that there is an answer for them. And there are so many modalities for wellness. This is another one. And Bernard, I'm so privileged and feel so good about being able to have you on the show. Thank you for being my guest today.
Donna, it's been a pleasure, a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, we're taking a break, but we're not going to be gone for long. We're going to be right back. We'll take your calls after that.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo. Hey, telephone line now open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, we have a worldwide number of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you've not called in before to the Donna Sebo show, it's really quite simple. I'm an information resource, and you have access to me during this next half hour. All you need to do is give me a buzz, again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I like to know your first name or your initial, and I really am interested in what part of the country you're calling from. And then after that, just let me give you the information I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you're interested in getting more information on. So that's how simple it is. So give me a buzz if you're interested in chatting with me, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And don't forget, those of you who are in the Pacific Northwest who are listening to the show today, I'm going to be giving my class on April 25th. That's a Saturday, and it's called Mind Vision. This is meant to power up where you are right now so that you feel like you can move forward, move ahead, and accomplish some things for yourself. And it is going to be from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. It will be at the Center for Spiritual Living in Tacoma, Washington. The hours for the class, actually for the seminar, the whole entire day is 10 to 4, and there is a lunch included. We have a great time. We did this last year, and everybody that came just had such a good time with it. And we are going to have an interactive class. So you have the opportunity, if you're in the Pacific Northwest, to be with me, to have the opportunity to ask questions about anything and everything that we will be discussing, and it's just great. Now, if you'd like to make reservations for the class, call me at my office, 800-872-8852. The fee for the class is $95, but you'll get a $10 discount if you get in touch with me prior to the 23rd of April. So give me a call, 800-872-8852, and we'll put you on the reservation list. And I'll tell you, it's really going to be worth your day with investing in yourself to see where you can go from where you are right now. Hey, I've got a real simple recipe for a nachos dinner. If you're like me, you enjoy Mexican food, but you may not want to go through a lot of the preparation. Well, this is something that's light, it's easy, and it's fun. Your kids can get involved with it if you so desire, but it's also healthy. So I'll be sharing that with you later on in the show. Now, I want to thank those of you who are sending me stories and different points of information. If you have something special you would like to make me aware of, then do send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. And then when it is appropriate, I will be using it. I got a cute story from, let's see, who is it? Oh, it's Carol. She said a teacher asked her young students how they spent their holiday time away from school. And so one child wrote the following: "We always used to spend holidays with Grandma and Grandpa. They used to live in a big brick house, but Grandpa got retarded and they moved to Florida. Now they live in a tin box and have rocks painted green to look like grass. They ride around on their bicycles and wear name tags because they don't know who they are anymore. They go to a building called a rec center, but they must have got it fixed because it's all okay now. Rec is spelled W-R-E-C-K. They do exercises there, but they don't do them very well. There's a swimming pool, too, but all they do is jump up and down in it with hats on. At their gate, there's a dollhouse with a little old man sitting in it. He watches all day, so nobody can escape. Sometimes they sneak out and go cruising in their golf courts. Nobody there cooks. They just eat out, and they eat the same thing every night. Early birds. Some of the people can't get out past the man in the dollhouse. The ones who do get out bring food back to the rec center for potluck. My grandma says that Grandpa worked all his life to earn his retardment. Anna said I should work hard so I can be retarded someday, too. When I earn my retardment, I want to be the man in the dollhouse. Then I'll let people out so they can visit their grandchildren." Perceptions of kids, isn't that really interesting? What they hear and what they perceive. Because they're just kids. It's really great. So I want to thank Carol for that. I thought that was cute. And then I got something from Denise. And it's about a man, Ed Freeman, and I will be sharing that with you in a little bit of time, but I promised you that I would be sharing a nachos dinner. Now, most of us, when we think of nachos, we think of those that we order when we're out that's got gobs and gobs of cheese on it, and, you know, of course, you're going to have 50 gazillion calories in that. But it's something that is a very pleasure oriented type of food. The salt, the cheese, and all of that is great. Well, how about having something else? And here are the ingredients you're going to need. This can be done in a crock pot, by the way. This particular recipe I'm going to share with you can be done in a crock pot. So if you've got a busy schedule, all you have to do is to prep, let the pot do its cooking. You're using hardly any energy to do it. And then when you're ready and you come home, you're going to have this all ready to go. So this is really good. Now, you're going to need a pound of ground beef. And depending on your preferences, you could use the ultra lean. You need a quarter of a cup of diced onion, a quarter of a cup of diced green pepper, one jar of taco sauce, heat, your choice. You need a can of refried beans, and remember there are those beans that don't have high fat in them. Original refried beans, the real stuff, uses a lot of fat to give it a certain consistency. So if you don't want that, you can get the no-fat refried beans. Then you need one can of cream of mushroom soup and one envelope of dry taco seasoning mix, a little bit of salt, and then 8 ounces of Velveeta pasteurized prepared cheese product. You can cut it into 1/2-inch cubes, or you can use instead 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. In our house, we like the extra sharp. You're going to need some tortilla chips. You can get those baked, not fried, shredded lettuce, chopped tomatoes, and sour cream. Now, this is all you have to do. You brown your ground beef, your onion, and green pepper in a saucepan, and then you drain any fat. You put all of the rest of the ingredients, your taco sauce, your refried beans, cream of mushroom soup, taco seasoning, all of the ingredients, including the cheese, right in a 4-quart slow cooker. Put it right in there. Cook it on high for 1 hour, or you can put it on low, maybe for 4, depending on what your schedule is. And you just stir it every once in a while to make sure that the cheese is melted throughout the entire grouping of ingredients. And when it's ready, serve it immediately with your chips, your lettuce, tomatoes, and sour cream. Or you can double or triple this recipe if you want it, have it at a buffet, and let people serve themselves. What do you think? Might be a good idea. If you have people over to watch, you know, games or sports activities and you wanted something easy to fix, this is a real winner. Crock-Pot's a great thing. And if maybe you just wanted to fix something for yourself, you could cut this in half if you wanted to and just make enough ingredients where you put in one of those little Crock-Pot cookers. I have a girlfriend that does that once in a while. She often, if she's going to have a schedule and her husband is out of town traveling, then she gets one of the small crock pots, and she'll put stuff in it so that she can have a dinner and it's ready for her in the evening and after a busy, busy working day, and it just makes it so easy for her. Crock pots are a good thing. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be going to break in just a moment. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Here are the points of information for the rest of this week. Nice guys finish first. That's right. Barry Bergman, a multimillionaire, is going to tell us why that's the case. And Attitudes of Gratitude with MJ Ryan. This is the 10th anniversary of this publication, and it is one that is well worth having in your library. A second chance at your dream? Do you want that? Well, Dorothea Hoover Kramer is going to share with us why that is something that you can look forward to and why you should never give up on your dream. We've got a great lineup this week, so be sure and share with your friends that they can listen to the show. And don't forget that we have the archives. So if you've missed a show, you can go in and you can listen to the archives and do it at your leisure. Maybe you've got a busy night on the computer or whatever. Just turn on those archives and put them in the background and listen to them and enjoy that time that we have on the air, because it's there for you to be able to utilize. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, and hey, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and that's a worldwide telephone number. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Hey, I've got some wonderful stories to share with you about some animals here, and I'm going to do that. But hey, if you'd like to give me a call, 877-876-5227-888-815-9756. Do that. But before I start talking about the animals, I want to share Denise's story about Ed Friedman. Ed Friedman. This is what the story reads. You're a 19-year-old kid. You're critically wounded and dying in the jungle in Ladrang Valley. 11-14-1965, LZ X-ray, Vietnam. Your infantry unit is outnumbered 8-1, and the enemy fire is so intense from 100 or 200 yards away that your own infantry commander has ordered the medevac helicopters to stop coming in. You're lying there listening to the enemy machine guns, and you know you're not getting out. Your family is halfway around the world, 12,000 miles away, and you'll never see them again. As the world starts to fade in and out, you know this is the day. Then over the machine gun noise, you faintly hear that sound of a helicopter, and you look up to see an unarmed Huey, but it doesn't seem real because no medevac markings are on it. Ed Friedman is coming for you. He's not medevac, so it's not his job, but he's flying his Huey down into the machine gun fire after the medevacs were ordered not to come. He's coming anyway. And he drops it in and sits there in the machine gun fire as they load 2 or 3 of you on board. Then he flies you up and out through the gunfire to the doctors and nurses. And he keeps coming back 13 more times and took about 30 of you and your buddies out, who would otherwise never have gotten out. Medal of Honor recipient Ed Friedman died last Wednesday at the age of 80 in Boise, Idaho. I bet you didn't hear about this hero's passing, but we sure were told a whole bunch about some hip-hop coward beating the crap out of his girlfriend. Shame on the American media. This is very poignant to me because I'm part of the media. And I think it's important that we do pay attention to the fact that there are a lot of people out there in the military and not in the military that put their lives on the line every day. Many times they're just ordinary people like you and me, common civilians that maybe don't have a fancy title, but they're out doing what they feel they must do to make the world a better place to live in. And I think this is something we need to remember. Denise, I want to thank you for taking the time to send me this information, because it is a special guy. Not was, he is, because he's an example of courage that I think all of us need to be reminded of. He cared, and his story still is important to share. Thank you again for sending it to me. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like. Chat 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Well, if you're like me, you've got a soft spot in your heart for animals, and it's just, it's absolutely amazing the amount of stories that I get, and I just absolutely love this one about Molly. And Molly is perhaps a horse that you've heard about, because I know that she has come around on the internet many, many times. But I've got a picture of her in front of me, and it just doesn't seem like it would be real, but it really, really is. Now, Molly is a very sweet, sweet speckled pony, and she's got a lot of gray in her, but as I'm looking at the photo of her in front of me, she's really, really very dark brown with this speckled coloring going through most of her back and sides and a little bit on her chest. Now, she had been left behind when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. She was trapped in a damaged barn for weeks. No food, all alone. When they finally were able to rescue Molly, they took her to a horse farm, but things really went downhill from there. She ended up being the victim of a dog attack that left her legs severely damaged, and they were planning on putting Molly to sleep. However, the person that owned the horse farm, Kay Harris, had gotten familiar with Molly and knew she was very intelligent and was also, for all of her trauma, very, very friendly, and said, "This horse has a survival instinct that's unparalleled." So she really pushed the veterinarians to give Molly a prosthetic leg. Now, this is unheard of with horses. And with an animal that has no home, that doesn't have an owner, I mean, this is expensive stuff to do. Well, they decided they would do it. She was a model patient, and do you know what? On her new leg, not only did she learn how to walk, but she also was able to run. Now, she has accomplished so much in this, with this prosthetic leg, that Kay started taking her to rehabilitation centers, nursing homes, and hospitals to cheer up patients. Now, everywhere Molly went, people saw her as a message of hope. If Molly could do the impossible, so could they. Now, apparently, she is appearing regularly on television shows throughout the country, and there is a children's book, Molly the Pony, and a smiley face has been imprinted on the bottom of her artificial hoof, so wherever she goes, she can leave a smile behind. Now, if you want to find out more about this wonderful, wonderful animal and the people that are working with her to help others, go to mollythepony.com. Molly, M-O-L-L-Y, thepony.com. Always is heartwarming when you find out about situations like this and how animals, just like people, can overcome seemingly impossible circumstances, and it is an inspiration to all of us. Now, this is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, and I know we're just about out of time, tomorrow we're going to be talking about how nice guys, nice gals can finish first. You don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be that way to make it in this world. How many times have you been told it's a dog-eat-dog world? Baloney. Doesn't have to be. It can be tough. But you can be someone that is, well, just a real nice person, and you can be successful. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, and Barry Bergman is going to be my guest. Well, we're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Pain is sometimes an experience we have. Check in with Bernard Schatz and realize that you don't have to have that necessarily. Don't ever give up. There are options. There are ways of being able to deal with the challenges that life throws in our face. But sometimes if you're not willing to ask questions and reach out, you're never going to find the answers that you seek. So don't be afraid. What's the worst thing that can happen? People will say, I don't know. Keep looking. Don't give up. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back with you right here on BBS, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.